This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rick Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, so I'm always amazed, I really am, always amazed at how the weekend goes on. We have a great weekend. We enjoy ourselves here in the city. The Eagles win 32-27 over the Redskins. And then meanwhile, though, outside of it, there's just nonsense going on everywhere we turn. It always is amazing to me. There was supposed to be, I guess, oh, I don't know. You know, it's the first weekend in NFL season. You think maybe, all right, everybody's going to kind of take a break from politics and chill out and just relax. But not so much. There was a lot over the weekend of people who came out and did and said stupid things, as they often always do. But what I found fascinating is that there was a moment over the weekend where they were talking about launching official impeachment proceedings against the president. And Tulsi Gabbard came out and said that she was against it. It was also a moment this weekend when Tulsi Gabbard put out a workout video of herself doing squats in yoga pants that also took the internet by storm. And I'm going to say she's not going to be the nominee. She has no chance of winning the nomination. But when you watch that video, all you can think of, I think, is this is a very young, healthy candidate. And it's... Well, I just...
This isn't, you know, early morning with Rich Zioli. You know?
I'm just saying that if America's mother-in-law put out a video like that, people would be throwing up all over him.
That is true.
Is that fair?
Yes,
that's fair.
That's 100% fair.
And if Bernie put out a video like that, he'd be dead after one squat. She did 600 squats or something like that? She's very fit.
She's a very impressive, very fit lady.
She's a... You know, she served the military, and she served in her country. She's just a very fit, young woman, is my point. Who doesn't want to impeach the president, running as a Democrat? I'm just saying, I mean, had Elizabeth Warren been doing that, then there would be people throwing up, and they'd be going, no, I just drank too much during the game. Nothing. No, I just had a little too much, that's all.
Do you need a moment?
Everybody just picture Elizabeth Warren in yoga pants.
Oh, gosh, please don't. Just don't do it. Now, I did not retweet the Tulsi Gabbard video. I commented on it. It got a lot of retweets, though. I'm just saying, it's nice to see somebody who's healthy running for president, is all I'm going to say.
Yes.
And if Joe Biden did that, the red eye, the bleeding red eye, which is a thing now with him. He's got a bleeding red eye. So, did you know that? I don't know what's going on with that, but anyway, Tulsi took time from squatting to go on television this weekend, and she said they should not impeach the president. Cut 12.
You know, I think it's important for us to think about what's in the best interest of the country and the American people, and continuing to pursue impeachment is something that I think will only further to tear our country apart. Make no bones about it. We need to defeat Donald Trump, but I think it's important for our country's sake and our future that the voters in this country are the ones who do that, and I believe that we will.
All right. Well, you're also on the House Financial Services Committee, and that committee has made inquiries to the president looking for banking information. Do you support that or not support that in light of the fact that you don't support the thing that what Judiciary Committee wants to do?
Yeah, look, I think it's important that Congress continue to exercise its oversight role and responsibilities over the executive branch and making sure that there are no conflicts of interest, financial conflicts of interest, I think is very important, and making sure that there is transparency. We've got to make sure that our president and, frankly, all elected officials are acting in the best interest of the people and not for any of their own selfish gain, whether it be financial or otherwise.
The Democrats are not going to take that advice, however. They are going to go for impeachment. Gerald Nadler, known as Chairman Nadler, used to be called Fat Jerry back in the day. He's pushing for it. They're going to be announcing it this week, probably on Wednesday of this week, that they will be announcing impeachment articles against the president in his committee. Now, this is significant because Thursday is the next Democrat debate. And Thursday, we're going to have a watch party over at the FOP Lodge in the Northeast. So FOP 5 Lodge, it's a great lodge. Come out and hang out with us Thursday night. So that's going to be a question, I would imagine, do you support impeachment? And other than Tulsi Gabbard, I don't know if any of the Democrats on the stage are going to say that they don't. That'll be a very interesting thing to watch right there. Also, interesting thing to watch would be whether or not when they react to this, they essentially now agree that he should be impeached and that they would then be facing, for example, a country in the middle of an impeachment fight running for president, and that they think that's somehow healthy for the republic. I don't know how they can make that argument with a straight face, but maybe they will. Maybe they'll see it. Now, the other thing too to watch for Thursday night is whether they decide this is the time to finally, once and for all, take out Joe Biden, just take him out once and for all and just do the shiv. That's the question. Because there's blood in the eye and there's blood in the water. The old saying of blood in the water, there's definitely blood in the water here. They're sensing it, they're smelling it, and nothing in politics matters more than the very moment where they sense that there's blood in the water. And then at that point, they pounce. So Thursday night could be the night that they decide to once and for all sweep the leg and take him out. Could be. They'd be smart to do it because this is their chance when he's on the ropes. You just put him in a body bag, Johnny. That's what you do, all right? That's what you do.
You have a problem with that?
Do you? 855-839-1210. What's that?
No, sensei.
And the other thing that I'd say is interesting to watch is the Tulsi Gabbard workout video. And that's the last thing I'm going to say on that for this hour. Okay?
Well, to get the technique, you know, learn the technique
right. Of
that low squat.
How many times did you watch that this week?
This is Happy Place.
Yeah. You have to watch how to properly do the squat, yes. The technique, and then the, yes. You know.
It's an educational video.
It's an education. Okay. It's a healthy educational video. Look, Bill Maher thinks fat shaming needs to make a comeback, and I'm just pointing out Tulsi Gabbard is the opposite of that. That's all. So. Man, do they hate her. They hate her for so many reasons. Number one, she's anti-war. Number two, she doesn't want to impeach the president. And number three, there's no other Democrat on that stage who can pull off a workout video like that.
That's true.
So, man, do they hate her.
A little squat envy.
Yeah, there's some squat envy going on. Wow, to say the very, very least. 855-839-1210 is our number. I assume the phones are working correctly today, which is wonderful. Excellent. Outstanding. And the other big question of the day today, of course, is whether or not Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina, a congressman who went on the Appalachian Trail to find the love of his life, will be a serious primary challenger to President Trump. Now, he won't. And he really shouldn't even be making any attention for it here. It's just so insignificant. But there is a bigger story at play here. The bigger story, of course, is that the Republican Party is getting rid of primaries in many states so that they don't have to worry about this. And then the question, of course, for guys like Mark Sanford and Joe Walsh and Bill Weld, who are priming the president, and they have no chance here. None of these guys have a shot in hell here is... will they be able to turn around and capitalize on that and say, hey, look, the party's shutting us out and being unfair to us and we're not getting any play? The real reason why they're getting so much attention is because there's an effort underway by the media to turn around and say, you know, this isn't over for Trump yet, but it is over. He's going to be the nominee. I can mark my words on that. 5:55 a.m. on the nose. I promise you that he's going to be the nominee, barring some sort of a health emergency or something that I have not foreseen, obviously, that nobody can because you can't see the future. But on the Democrat side, the headline today on the Philadelphia Inquirer, obviously on the big, big headline, it's back in a big way. Wentz shows MVP Foreman opener, 32-27. But on the other side, on the front page, they lead in the polls, but the race isn't over. Biden, Warren, and Sanders seem to be front runners, but it's too early to take that to heart. The question is, has America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, finally now become the official de facto front runner of the Democrat field? And what does that mean for 2020, other than we're having to listen to a lot of lectures between now and then? We'll talk about it straight ahead.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.